live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, as the campaign to resist post office closures in Donegal intensifies, it's emerged that Fanad is set to lose two of its three remaining post offices. The family of Donegal man Jason Hanlon is being assured that every effort is being made at national level to ensure his case is addressed. The reopening of Letterkenny University Hospital's short-stay ward has come under the spotlight again following the launch of the Sláintecare plan yesterday. And concern has been raised following the discovery of bags containing household waste dumped in the River Deal in Convoy. Those stories to follow in full plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin coming up at about 5:15. But first in news, there's been another report of a beached whale being washed up in County Donegal. The whale was sighted earlier today stranded at the castles in the Isle of Doe. It follows up to 8 reports of the species being washed up across the country over the past week, including one discovered just this morning at Pollen Beach in Inishowen. Dr. Simon Barrow is Chief Science Officer with the Irish Whale and Dolphin Group.
They are Cuvier's beaked whales, which are deep diving offshore species. And we'd normally get maybe 1 to 3 strandings a year. So to get up to 8 in the space of a week is worrying.
And you have said that previously these whales were affected by sonars. At this stage, it's not obviously confirmed, but it could be a possibility.
Yeah, beaked whales are particularly vulnerable to active sonar, which the Navy use for things like finding submarines. So the first thing I would want to know is, has there been any naval exercises off the northwest coast over the last few weeks? And when I say coast, they could be up to 100 miles offshore, because these species live in deep waters at 2,000 metres, so they're not near the coast. So it would be important to know that, and if that's not the case, then eliminate them as a possible cause of death.
And if anybody comes across or suspects they've come across one of these whales, what's the first thing they should do?
Yeah, well, please report any strandings to the Irish Whale and Dolphin Group so we can find out what species it is and where it is and how they've been recorded before. Because the more evidence we have, the bigger the mystery deepens and the more chance we have of getting an answer to what is an unusual stranding event.
The reopening of Letterkenny University Hospital's short-stay ward has been brought under the spotlight once again following the launch of the Sláintecare plan yesterday. The plan aims to reshape the HSE to make it more accountable to the public, reduce waiting list times, improve bed capacity and reform GP contracts. Donegal Deputy Charlie McConlogue is urging the government to provide clarity as to when or if the short stay ward will reopen as part of the 10-year plan. He says questions need to be answered.
Unfortunately, we have heard nothing from government representatives, Fine Gael representatives in the county in relation to that. And it's concerning to see that Minister Harris has not yet given an answer in relation to it. I noticed that yesterday he floated yet another PR kite about how the government next year might introduce legislation to legally make it an obligation to introduce or to make a maximum of 1 year for anyone to wait in a waiting list. Of course, that ignores the fact that what's needed to address waiting lists is good management of our health service and good leadership politically. And unfortunately, we're getting neither from the government, and they could start by deciding and giving an answer very shortly to Letterkenny Hospital in terms of providing the additional funding to them to reopen those 19 beds and relieve some of the pressure on Letterkenny Hospital.
Part of the plan announced yesterday, although a generalised version, he did mention bed capacity and addressing that. Maybe down the line, in the short term, we might see more things announced on a local level.
Well, we really need to see something announced at a local level very soon. There was some additional bed capacity provided last autumn, which Letterkenny Hospital applied for, but which they weren't granted, despite some other hospitals being granted it. They have applied for it again this year, and we see on a daily basis the pressure the hospital is under with regard to people waiting on trolleys. The hospital does need a lead-in time to be able to hire the staff to reopen those 19 beds, so they need an answer promptly.
Meanwhile, Letterkenny University Hospital is the second most overcrowded hospital in the country today, with 35 people awaiting admission there this morning. According to the INMO, 9 people were on trolleys in its emergency department, while a further 26 were waiting on wards. It's up 2 on yesterday's figure of 33. University Hospital Galway was the most overcrowded hospital today, with 44 people waiting there. 442 people were waiting on beds at hospitals across the country, up 26% compared to the same day last year. Disgusting and a disgrace, that's how a homeless mother has described spending the night in a Dublin Garda station with six of her children. Homeless charities are calling the situation a new low. Stephen Murphy has this report.
It was horrible for them. It was shocking. It was disgusting. It should never have happened. And it was frightening for them. They were afraid.
That's Margaret Cash describing how she ended up sleeping at Tala Garda station last night, along with six of her kids who were aged between 1 and 11. They went there after no other emergency accommodation could be found. The Dublin Region Homeless Executive say a record number of families got in touch last night looking for somewhere to stay. Margaret, who's been homeless for almost a year, hopes she can find a permanent place for her and her children.
My hopes is that I'll get a place to live, that my kids will have somewhere to live, but that's all I can hope for. I don't know if that's going to happen or not.
The family is now being looked after by the team at Inner City Helping Homeless. Their CEO, Anthony Flynn, says the situation has become an epidemic.
Are we going to have a situation tonight where we have more and more families that are going to present as homeless or be left till 9 or 10 o'clock before they're told they can get accommodation by whatever means? Or are we going to have more families present to Garda stations tonight? This has become the norm. It's not the norm for me and it's not the norm for the public, I believe.
Over 1,700 families are now homeless in Ireland. Margaret has this message to the government on their behalf.
To wake up, smell the coffee and see what's going on. Look at it. There's hundreds of families like me around Dublin. Hundreds of us. I hope that none of them will ever have to go through what we're going through. I wouldn't wish it on my worst enemy. That's my message to the government.
As the campaign to resist post office closures in Donegal intensifies, it's emerged that Fanad is set to lose two of its three remaining post offices. Them named closures combined with previous ones means that Fanad will have lost a total of seven post offices in a single generation. The issue of post office closures in the county is expected to top the agenda of the next municipal meeting of Letterkenny. Cathaoirleach of the Letterkenny Municipal District Councillor Ian McGarvey says there's still time for the decision to be reversed and other options explored.
It's a service that serves every person in the community at some time. And they can be enlarged to such an extent they can do a partnership banking system as they have in New Zealand. And you see it's referred to. And if you look, the other dangerous thing for all of the post offices, 390 of them are not even offered contracts. 690 or so then are depending on getting contracts. And therefore, and POST will be possibly competing at the end of 2019 for people who will be bidding for providing the service as well. So it's all tied up in economics and it's all tied up in money. And the systems operating in New Zealand and parts of England as well apparently now are models that are effective, number one, and financially viable. So listen, all government needs to do is take into consideration either they're to serve the people or serve themselves.
An increase to the lower VAT rate would be detrimental to the hospitality industry in Donegal. That's according to Donegal County Councillor Micheál Naughton, who is opposing government proposals to increase VAT from 3% to 13.5% for businesses selling accommodation. Councillor Naughton says Donegal and the North West cannot be compared to Dublin, which is experiencing a huge boost in tourism revenue.
Especially here in Donegal and in the North West region, we haven't seen the amount of growth that we have seen in Dublin. And the reason the government is changing this is basically because Dublin hotels are seen to be doing hugely well and basically the price of accommodation is there. The reality of the situation, the tourism product in Dublin is completely different to the product here in rural Ireland. And Dublin has seen a significant increase in their room rates and demand. Totally here in the North West, you know, we are opposed to it because basically we wouldn't have seen the same growth. We wouldn't have seen the same room rates that. And, you know, definitely not basically the time to do it at the moment.
And this will ultimately drive up accommodation prices in the Northwest at a time when the council and the government is trying to promote Donegal as part of the wide Atlantic way.
I totally agree with you 100%. We're putting so much money in one hand into tourism and development and get people in here. The times is in it at the moment, and the big, you know, thing coming down the road is the Brexit. Over 95% of our land border here in Donegal basically borders with Northern Ireland, and that will have a huge impact on the sector here in Donegal and in the Northwest. You chat to tourism and hotel providers this year, and even any business person, They will also tell you about the added increase in insurance. Basically, a lot of people have seen their premiums going up, and now basically we have to go turn around now and start putting that back up to 13.5%. You know, at a time basically, you know, when you know things are starting to move and things are starting to come around, and basically it would just be, you know, a slap right in the face to people that basically have put so much effort in the last number of years, have upgraded their business, upgraded their hotels, and now basically, you know, this pause on that.
A Donegal woman who lives in Indonesia says people in the tourist island of Lombok have been left with nothing after an earthquake earlier this week. The number of people killed in the quake has now risen to 319, while 270,000 people are homeless or displaced. Another powerful aftershock hit today, measuring 6.2. Sophia Gallagher from Letterkenny, who works in North Lombok as a driving instructor, told Ocean FM the situation is grave.
Most of the quakes are in North Lombok, but it's everywhere. Like, almost everyone in North Lombok is now homeless, and they have nothing. They don't have food, they don't have water, they don't have electricity. They're sleeping just outside. And I have a feeling that the one that just happened a few hours ago has now collapsed the main hospital in Mataram.
The family of Jason Hanlon is being assured that every effort is being made at national level to ensure his case is addressed. The 26-year-old from Dunloe, who suffers from scoliosis, is awaiting major surgery which was scheduled for the coming weeks but has now been put back indefinitely. Jason's mother, Elizabeth, fears time is running out for her son as his condition is worsening. Donegal Deputy Pat the Cope Gallagher says he will do all he can to ensure Jason receives the much-needed operation without any further delay.
I have been in touch with a number of consultants and also with the Minister, Minister Harris, and I got a letter back in the 11th of October 2016 from a particular consultant who understand they will not name, and he said, thanking me for my letter of September 2016, and he said, Jason has recently been put on my waiting list to attend my clinic, but unfortunately I have an extensive waiting list with many other looking to be seen as quickly as possible and competing for a very limited resource. That's no solace, that's no consolation for me or the family. But in February of this year, as I followed up with the consultant again, and I got a letter to say that, thank me for my letter, he has his scoliosis and is currently attending a particular consultant in Tala and has been listed for surgery. Now, he didn't say August, but we were told, as was Liz, that it would take place in August. So I'm compiling a further letter with a lot of attachments this morning to the consultant, reminding them of this, and I'm bringing it also to the attention of the Minister that time is running out, as Liz has said, and we want Jason to be admitted as soon as possible for this necessary surgery.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, now stocking the latest range of children's gear from Nike, Adidas and Puma. MichaelMurphySports.ie.
It's approaching 5:15 and time for the latest sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. Starting with golf, and the final major of the year is underway. It's the US PGA Championship. Defending champion Justin Thomas, he's among the early leaders. He's on 3 under par through 9 holes. He's joined on that score by Ricky Fowler and Stuart Sink. All of those are in the early parts of their first round. The best of the Irish is Shane Lowry. He's through 13 holes. He's in 1 under. The other three Irish, Patrick Harrington, Rory McIlroy and Paul Dunne, they're all in level par. Dunne has played 9, McIlroy has played 10, and Harrington has played 11 holes. Tiger Woods, who's continuing his comeback this season, he's 2 over par through 9 holes, early stages of the final major of the year. Moving on to soccer, and Cork City's bid to qualify for the Europa League continues this evening. The Leasiders take on Rosenborg in the first leg of the third round qualifier. The Norwegians were knocked out of the Champions League by Celtic last week, but have won all 4 of their previous ties against Irish opposition. Cork City assistant manager John Cotter knows they're coming up against a quality team tonight.
Players have been there for a few years as well, so they'll be a test, all right. Look, it's a home game. You've got a full house. Turner's Cross is the last game against Leisure Short. It's a great place to play when the atmosphere is like that. The crowd have been brilliant, so.
Elsewhere, Rangers, they play NK Maribor of Slovenia, and Hibernian, they host Molde of Norway. All those games kick off tonight at 7:45. Elsewhere, cross-channel, Chelsea have been the main story on transfer deadline day, which is now closed. Croatian midfielder Mateo Kovacic has joined on loan from Real Madrid. That's part of the deal that's seen goalkeeper Thibaut Courtois go the other way. And it looks like Tottenham's much-touted move for Aston Villa midfielder Jack Grealish hasn't happened. It's believed they made a £25 million bid, which was rejected. Spurs are the only team in the Premier League not to make a summer signing. Elsewhere, it's understood Bournemouth's Harry Arter is heading to Premier League newcomers Cardiff on a season-long loan. And Everton have completed the signing of Brazil midfielder Bernard on a four-year contract. He's joined on a free transfer, having left Ukraine club Shakhtar Donetsk at the end of last season. They've also just reached an agreement to sign Barcelona defender Yerry Mina for around £28 million. That deal was done just 15 minutes before the deadline. Elsewhere in soccer, Roy Keane, Rio Ferdinand, Ryan Giggs and Paul Scholes are just some of the star names who will take part in next month's Liam Muller tribute match. The fundraising Legends game between Manchester United and Celtic against Celtic in Ireland is taking place at Park of Keeve in Cork on September the 25th. Tickets for that go on sale next Monday, August the 13th. Moving on to athletics, and Letterkenny's Mark English will not be progressing at the European Athletic Championships. He was 8th in his 800 metres heat in Berlin today, but he did record a season's best time of 1:48.98. After the race, he spoke to Athletics Ireland.
I struggled to get into a rhythm at the start. I always need to get into a rhythm so I can kick off that pace, and it just didn't really click for me out there today, unfortunately. But it's always hard to analyse things straight after the race. Well, take a look at the video, see what the splits are, chat to the coach, and see how the race really went. I just don't think it was there from the get-go, kind of, today. So, look, some days it just doesn't click for you, unfortunately, and today it was one of them days.
Mark English there. Zach Curran, he finished 7th in his 800 metres heat. Thomas Barr and Leon Reid, they both go for gold at those European Athletic Championships in Berlin this evening. Barr runs in the 400 metres hurdles final, while Reid is in the final of the 200 metres. English-born Reid can become the first Irish sprinter to win a medal at the championship just days after the confirmation of his international transfer. In boxing, there's action in the National Senior Cadets Championships in the National Stadium in Dublin tomorrow evening. The winners of that go straight to the European Championships in Russia in October. There's three Donegal boxers in action: Cody Lafferty from Raphoe, Daniel Campbell and Adam McDaid, both from Clonmany. And cycling, Mark Cavendish has withdrawn from Sunday's cycling road race at the European Championships in Glasgow because of medical reasons. He struggled with injuries since being eliminated about halfway through the Tour de France last month. He'll be replaced in the Great Britain team by Mark Christian, who claimed bronze medal at the 2010 Commonwealth Games. Finally, for this evening in rugby, Joe Tomane will make his first appearance for Leinster tomorrow. The newly signed Australian international has been named in the centre for the pre-season match against Montauban in France. Well, that's all your sport for this evening. The next sport here in Highland will be after 8 o'clock news tomorrow morning. For the moment, it's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. Concern has been raised following the discovery of bags containing household waste dumped in the Deal River in Convoy. Local councillor Liam Doherty says he was alerted to the illegal dumping by a passerby, and upon recovering the four black bin bags, he says much of the rubbish could have been recycled. Councillor Doherty says the potential impact this could have had on the environment is of major concern.
But passerby made me aware of it, and I went down myself to investigate it, and I seen that there was four black bin bags of household waste in the local River Deal. I was in contact now with the council about this, and the local litter warden just wasn't able to attend to the scene straight away, so I recovered the bags myself before they were washed further downstream. This is an ongoing issue throughout the county, illegal dumping, but when it comes to dumping in the local rivers, the local waterways, it's a bigger concern with pollution and so on, where it can be carried further downstream and cause pollution and stuff to local wildlife and that, you know.
And as you say, this is a huge risk to the environment. What do you think can be done to curtail this type of behaviour?
Well, I think people need to be made more aware of it. And with what I can see now, what's what's in the bags even is a lot of it is actually recyclable. So maybe people's not been made aware of enough of the recycling facilities and stuff, and it's the majority of the recycling is all free. And I think it's something that needs to be put out there, that there is actually amenity sites around the county locally, and it's free to recycle a lot of their household waste.
Ryanair has been forced to cancel 1 in 6 flights ahead of widespread strike action tomorrow. 100 Irish-based pilots will walk off the job for a fifth day, joining their colleagues in Germany, Sweden, the Netherlands and Belgium. The travel plans of around 25,000 passengers have been affected. However, the majority have either been offered another flight or a refund. Bernard Harbour is from the trade union Forza.
But in the 5 strikes now that we're talking about in Ireland, the disruption to passengers has been relatively modest because the company has put a lot of resources and a lot of time into moving planes around and pilots around Europe to minimise the disruption. We're glad that the disruption has been minimised, but that's come at a big cost to the company, both financially and in terms of a big organisational headache.
And finally in news, the North West Greenway team is encouraging Strabane residents to get on their bikes on Wednesday, August the 15th to celebrate and promote active travel during Cycle to Work Day. The Strabane to Lifford section is one of 3 routes being developed as part of the North West Greenway network, along with Derry to Buncrana and Derry to Meath. Ronan Gallagher, communications manager with the North West Greenway project, says while the routes aren't fully complete as of yet, this initiative will help encourage people to get pedalling going forward.
Well, Cycle to Work Day is on Wednesday the 15th of August, and it's primarily celebrated in the north as part of the wider UK scheme, but also in the south as well, and particularly in the border counties where people do look to take some initiative from this because of the fact that so many cross-border journeys are made. And what we're really trying to do is encourage people to leave the car at home that day and to, you know, use pedal power to make that journey, whether to work or to the shops or even just to visit friends.
Now, we do know that particularly the Strabane to Lifford section is one of 3 routes that's currently being developed. Of course, this initiative not only encourages, obviously, to cycle to work, but of course the use of the Greenway itself going into the future.
Yes, and you know, sometimes people might sort of say, well, why are we promoting this now when the Greenway isn't in place? But what we're doing is we're actually planning for the future, and we're really trying to get people to think about how they move around their location, their urban, rural areas, you know, how people in Lifford you know, journey to Strabane. The majority of journeys between the two towns at the moment are primarily in private cars, and we just want people to think differently about that. And as the Greenway comes on stream, we're planning to construct now in the next 2 or 3 years, people will be able to make those journeys on a segregated, safe walking and cycling route.
For weather now, scattered showers will be mainly in the east this evening with bright spells in western parts. Further scattered showers overnight with lowest temperatures of 7 to 9 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, as the campaign to resist post office closures in Donegal intensifies, it's emerged that Fanad is set to lose 2 of its 3 remaining post offices. The imminent closures combined with previous ones means that Fanad will have lost a total of 7 post offices in a single generation. There's been another report of a beaked whale being washed up in County Donegal. The whale was sighted earlier today, stranded at the castles in the Isle of Doe. It follows the discovery of another beaked whale at Pollen Beach this morning. The family of Jason Hanlon is being assured that every effort is being made at national level to ensure his case is addressed. The 26-year-old from Dunloe, who suffers from scoliosis, is awaiting major surgery, which was scheduled for the coming weeks but has now been put back indefinitely. And an increase to the lower VAT rate would be detrimental to the hospitality industry in Donegal. That's according to Donegal County Councillor Micheál Nocton, who is opposing government proposals to increase VAT from 9% to 13.5% for businesses selling accommodation. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notices for this Thursday evening, August the 9th. The death has taken place of Mary Clinton Letcher, Fawn and formerly Sheepland Ardglass, County Down. Her remains will be reposing at Nazareth House, Fawn, from 5:30 to 8:00 this evening. Viewing tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m, followed by Requiem Mass at 3:30. Interment immediately afterwards in Burt Cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, to Nazareth House, Fawn, care of Murphy Funeral Directors. The death has taken place of Greta Donnelly, 14 West Hill, Letterkenny. House strictly private at the request of the deceased. Funeral on Saturday morning at 11:00 in St Junan's Cathedral, Letterkenny. Interment afterwards to Newleck Cemetery. The death has taken place of May Wade Nay Craig, Belmont Derry and formerly Thorndale. Funeral leaving her brother-in-law Herbie Wade's residence 98 Ballyarnett Road, Belmont on Saturday morning at 10:20, going to St Bridget's Church, Carn Hill for Requiem Mass at 11:00. Interment afterwards in the city cemetery. The death has taken place of Kathleen McDermott, Nae McCrossan, 8 Newton Street, Strabane, and formerly of Baron Dunamana. Remains reposing at her home from 6:00 this evening. Funeral leaving her home on Saturday morning at 9:20 for Requiem Mass in the Sacred Heart Church, Derry Road at 10:00. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please see Kilpatrick Parish, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has taken place of Joe McDavid, 15 Prospect Road, Inchinay, Claddagh. Remains reposing at Lawrence Holland's home, 15A Prospect Road, Inchinay, this evening from 7:00. Funeral leaving Lawrence Holland's home on Saturday morning at 9:20 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount at 10:00. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place of Ellen Gorman, late of Cairn Mallon, Mallon Head. Remains reposing at her home. Funeral from there on Saturday morning at 10:30 for 11:00 Requiem Mass in the Star of the Sea Church, Mallon Head, followed by burial in Lag Cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. until 10 a.m. The death has taken place of Molly Norton, daughter of Tim and Dory Norton, the Turn House at Ballyheron, Fannad. Remains reposing at her late residence. Funeral service on Saturday afternoon at 2:00 in Christ the Redeemer Church, Ross McKill, with burial afterwards in the adjoining burial ground. House private, please. Family and friends welcome. Family flowers only. Donations if desired to the Donegal Animal Rehabilitation Centre, care of Sweeney Funeral Directors. And the death has taken place of Pat Kirk, 141 Main Street, Claddagh. Remains reposing at his home. Funeral leaving his home tomorrow morning at 10:20 for Requiem Mass in St. Columbus Church, Donnyloop at 11:00. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Foyle Hospice, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m.